Hi, today we are going to see about the famous businessman Henry Ford and what is the strategy that Henry Ford has followed in his business. So we know that in 19th century, Ford was the company which was successfully launched, and the owner of the company, Henry Ford, with the investment of $28,000, he made $1 billion business within almost 20 years. How he has done this? What is the business strategy he has followed? And also, you know, while other companies are paying $2.5 for a worker per day, but Henry Ford afforded $5 per day for every employee of his company. And also, while other company was selling the automobile car with $700 price, but Henry Ford sold his car with only $350. And that too with a profit of almost 400% higher than the competitor's company. How he has made that profit and what is his strategy he has followed? And you know, he has sold 16.5 million units of his cars comparably with the competitor companies. We'll see now in this video how he has done that. So earlier, when this automobile companies were evolving in 19th century, so that time each car costed for almost $850. So Henry was also into that, and he has also proposed the solution of Model T, and that model also was costing for almost $825. And that too, with that $825, it was also considered as so costly, and only the richest people were able to buy those cars, including Ford. So Henry Ford was about to change this, and he wanted to make a revolution out of that. And he has done, and he has taken some strategy into account to make that happen. So what was the strategy which has been followed by Henry Ford? So the first strategy he has followed, lot of strategy, but out of that strategy, he had made his Ford car as very much available, not only with the richest people. He also made available that Ford car to even non-rich people. So with the cost of $360. So everyone were able to buy that car, and that too even in 1910 the price was, it was $950, and 1913 year it was keep on reducing to $600, and 1970 it dropped ultimately to $360, and which made the profitability of almost 400% higher than the earlier year's profit. So what was the strategy that Henry Ford has exactly followed? That strategy he has read in the book of Wealth of Nations. So this Wealth of Nations has been written by Adam Smith. This Adam Smith has provided one exclusive strategy in that book. What was that strategy? Is about division of labor. So what is the division of labor? So for example, if the company wanted to make a pin, then it would need to go across with the 18 number of tasks, and also for every labor, for example 10 labor are working with that company, then each labor can make 20 pins per day, and also which considers almost for 10 people they can make only 200 pins per day. So this division of labors, this technique concept, made exactly possibility of dividing the labor and the tasks to each labor, and every labor will be doing only one task. So you know that for making a pin, one person will be metallizing that, and the next person will be sharpening that, and the third person will be striking that. So that is how the pin manufacturing will be done. So with that type of division of task, each labor were able to make 4,800 pins per day. So it almost increased 240% of productivity of each labor with this division of labor concept. So the same way Henry Ford wanted to do with his car manufacturing, or especially it made the revolution in the automobile industry. So to make one Ford car, there are involved with 84 tasks. Out of that 84 tasks, a single person, if he wanted to do, he must be a skilled laborer, and he has to assemble all the things by himself. So to avoid that, Henry Ford had introduced this division of labor with his Ford car, and with that even unskilled labor can do a specific task continuously. So you know, he no need to move around to assemble that parts of car. So with that unskilled labor, a single skilled labor can be replaced with multiple unskilled labor. So with this division of labor concept, it made high revolution. And also the second principle he has followed as principle of scientific management. What does this principle of scientific management talks about? This principle of scientific management gives the technology of how efficiently we can utilize the labor. So for example, if suppose the labor wanted to pick iron rods, and he has to keep that iron rod in trail road, so for that a single worker per day, he can do 47 tons with the movement of that iron rod to the actual road. But currently they were only able to do only with 12 tons per day. So how they can efficiently do it? So with that only principle of scientific management comes into place. So the workers are about to and allowed to take or forced to take a break in between frequent interval. Whether he wanted to take break or not wanted to take break, but they are forced to take break. And also within this time period, they are allocated with some tasks to do. you know, with this kind of management, they were able to move around 47 tons per day for a single worker. So this increased the efficiency of labor and productivity of the labor. And also, Ford has provided the third strategy, implemented his third strategy is only to give 5 days of work and allowed workers to take 2 days leave. So it means that the workers can enjoy those 2 days and they can refresh their mind, and mentally they will be stable to work for next immediate 5 days. So they can spend their time with their family while other companies were asking their laborers to do work for almost 7 days. Almost completely they wanted to do. They were not allowing laborers to take break. So this also increased the efficiency of the labor, and also they are sharing the profit of the company. Henry Ford's share the profit of the car company to the laborers and also with the customer. So with that, he has provided $5 as a wages to every employee. So you know, labor were about to make more productivity than before, and also almost 60% incentive he has given for the work. So all the laborers were interested to do the work in Ford company, which increased the productivity, and with the low cost, there were multiple Ford cars were available. It increased the demand because cost for that Ford car was very less. So even non-rich people were about to buy the car, so which increased the demand, and again the cost of that Ford car is very less, and it increased the efficiency through the labor. So all the things were connected together to produce the more profit. Almost it increased 400% of the profit initially compared to other companies. And also he has introduced one more concept, which is concept of assembly. One day Henry Ford visited one meat cutting company where all the meats were hanging around, and each labor were about to do one specific task instead of going around to do multiple tasks. So one labor is doing only one task continuously. So this was called as a concept of assembly. The exactly same concept he has implemented with his car manufacturing company, and each labor is about to do only one task. So for example, one person is about to assemble two parts of the car, and the other person will keep the nut of that part, and also the third person who is having wrench will be tightening that nut. So that is how the assembling of car was taking place. So this is a wonderful assembling technique which has been followed by Ford company, which also contributed to the higher profit, and it increased the productivity, and extremely it increased the efficiency of the labor. Even a non-skilled labor can do the work repeatedly if they got trained perfectly with a specific part of assembling car parts. So with that, what is the lesson learned? So the lesson learned here is Henry Ford has used two techniques, which is concept of assembly and division of labor. So that is the precise concept which has been used. So you also wanted to use the same strategy in your business, definitely it will be more achievable and more profitable. And also, even unskilled labor can do the work often than the skilled labor. One skilled labor can be replaced with multiple unskilled labors. So all the labors can do only one work instead of going around and moving around to do their work. And also, no need to give much training about that for to get labor into a skilled labor. And the third is targeting audience can be changed. For example, Henry Ford has concentrated about non-rich people, where other competitor company were only focusing on rich people. So this changing target audience is also one of the extremely useful business strategy which can be followed. So these are the lessons today, case study we have learnt. Thank you.